Alloway Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. It is 5:32 p.m.
All right, let's call the meeting to order, starting with the roll call. Lee Bougie.
Excused.
David Doran.
Excused.
Bob Ferguson.
Here.
Martha Bonney.
Here.
Angela Kowalczyk-Adrians is here. Kelsey Prescott.
Here.
And Trustee Bob Atwood.
Excused.
All right. Okay, anything to modify on the agenda? If not, we will entertain a motion for adoption.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Agenda approved. The minutes from March 27th, 2018. Take a look. Let me know if there's anything you want to change. Otherwise, take a motion for adoption of the minutes.
I'll make a motion in the minutes.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. In addition to the West St. Joseph Street connection to the Fox River Trail, I'd like the committee to also work with the Plan Commission on connecting Alloway Avenue down to the Fox River Trail. That's private property, and an easement would have to be negotiated somewhere, but there's a state-owned parking lot down there that doesn't have any access. So the trail is very wide right there, and leases, easements have been negotiated when it went in, and those are now coming up for renewal. So now's the time to come up with a comprehensive plan for getting people in and out. And, you know, we have TIF money available, and that would be a good spending of TIF money to encourage that.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next item, information. We have Arbor Day celebration and committee member appointments.
Yes. Arbor Day celebration was supposed to be this Thursday, but we postponed it to the next Thursday because of the snow and the location where we're planting the trees, which is along Libel Street in the snowbank. We just thought at the time, which was last week, we made the executive decision to postpone it to next Thursday, May 3rd, and that's at Langlade School from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we do that with the first grade students. It's an annual thing that we've been doing with Langlade School, and a great partnership. And yeah, it's a real exciting program that we do with them.
Great.
So, great. Committee member appointments. Well, it is Martha's last meeting, as well as Dave Dorn. It would be his last meeting. We do have new appointments. Dan Fox from Orchard Lane is going to be on our committee. And I believe there is one additional person that President Rafter next week will appoint. I don't know exactly who that is yet, but I believe that that will take place next week. So next month we'll have two new members. And
all right.
We'll go forward from there. So, thank you very much for your time and everything you did for us here on the committee. And feel free to come back anytime to sit in on one of our meetings if you so wish. So,
thank you. So. Does anything need to change with positions? Do we
next month we re-elect a new chairperson or existing chairperson if she so wishes to stay on.
Or if
but that is next
that
month.
Meeting,
but
then
that
you
is
know what
or
happens.
If you don't show up to that meeting.
That's right.
Correct. That's the meeting you want to make sure you attend.
For sure.
Right.
I
so.
Won't be here.
All right, we got a new chair.
So yes, that is the May meeting that we elect our new chair. Correct.
All right. The discussion on bike lane striping.
Yes, bike lane striping, that was one of our items a few months ago, I think. We had put that in as a future agenda item, so I placed this one as well as the next item on for discussion at the committee. We can just start discussions on the bike lane striping. I do have a handout for you, and this is straight out of our bike and ped plan. And this is the existing and proposed bicycle facilities within the community and actually surrounding communities. So, which does show proposed bicycle lanes and proposed bicycle routes as well. So I'll even pop that up here on the wall. One of the areas that we were talking about during the previous meeting was around the Doty School area, which, let me get that one here, is which is down here off of Longview. Per the bike and ped plan, get that off of there. Per the bike and ped plan, it talks about a proposed bicycle route along Longview Avenue. And as you recall, we are doing that Safe Routes to School project, which will be on Longview as well as East River Drive. So it calls for proposed bicycle lanes along East River Drive, all along the entire length there, as well as along Libel Street. I did some inquiring with our Public Works Department. They do have a budget for signage, street painting, which would include painting bicycle lanes on the routes. I think it is a budget that might need some help in increasing to take on some of this work, additional work, because they do try to do all the striping, the painting annually to keep it fresh, whether that's crosswalks, you know, the lines for your car where you stop, or things like the bicycle lanes. A lot of the smaller things like the crosswalks, we do in-house staff, we do that work. But longer lineal paintings, which would be like a bicycle lanes, they contract that work out. They've been contracting that out through the City of Green Bay the last few years because they've got the big truck, the big paint truck, where they can do those longer things more efficient than that. Let's see. So that's some of the information I have. I know that our previous Park and Works director, before he retired, we had discussed some of this, and he thought it would be a good idea to start implementing some of those, painting of some of those lanes, and even, and I believe on the routes, I don't recall exactly, but I thought that was more signage and not necessarily painting on the street of an actual lane. So the red dashed proposed bicycle routes would be more of the signage type of thing. Our new public works director, who actually starts tomorrow, you know, that's something that I will continue to discuss with him as far as try to make sure that we keep that program, you know, going and looking forward on that. And like I said, from a committee standpoint, from our committee, it might be something where we could support a budget increase, you know, for their department to assist them, you know, those type of things when it comes time for budget recommendations and those aspects. So any questions at this point?
I have a question on the Derby Lane Garland Street. It's a proposed bicycle route. Why does it just stop at Goodell? Why wouldn't you try to get that connected to the trail?
That's a good question. And I don't have an answer for you with
okay.
that because I wasn't involved with the selection of those routes. It's one more street over or a half a block over and one and a half blocks down to connect to the on Boyd Street
yeah.
to connect to the trail.
Unless there just is no trail access there, I guess I'm not familiar.
There is, because that is East Lawn Park.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, it doesn't make sense to just stop it there.
Correct. Correct. So, not exactly sure.
Okay.
That's, you know, a question I can.
And what about, there's kind of the same situation at that little, there's Sunrise Lane. And it looks like there's a little trail connection right there. Mm-hmm. But then if you're striping streets, if that's not an actual street right there, maybe that's just trail. But it's just not showing the green line.
There's signage on those, right?
Sunrise.
Yeah, so it kind of, it goes from Briar Lane, kind of juts down to Sunrise.
Yeah, right here.
That's all actually Briar right there. That's East Briar.
That's Briar, okay.
Sunrise is the one over.
Yeah. But above where it says Sunrise is where you're talking, correct?
Yeah, so just I'm just looking at the places where there's not a connection.
Are you talking about, look up at the screen, right where I'm,
yes,
right here?
Yes.
That's the entryway to
The park.
Yeah.
So basically, if they were to stripe the road there,
you're coming to the entrance to Kiwanis.
So it just doesn't.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
It could probably be a green line, right?
Yeah, the green line probably could just extend.
Yeah,
right,
that's
to
the driveway right there to the park is what that is. So.
Okay. So yeah, I guess the only one is.
Yeah. No, that's a good question. I'll ask Trevor.
What is the proposed multi-use trail crossing 172? Crossing the river on 172.
That's probably something coming
from here. Right here.
Yeah. What is?
Yeah. That is more of a regional, I think, aspect. I don't know how that would, work with the existing bridge.
I heard of one example when they were talking about this project, and it's really cool. And I don't think it's ever happened, but I've seen where it attaches under a bridge and it's kind of a cage.
And that's what I'm wondering.
Kind of stuff,
Jim, by chance, do you know what they were thinking there?
Yeah, but that was a big ticket item.
Right.
Yeah,
that was just one example of the list that could get it.
But with something, not the bridge deck itself, something attached separate to the bridge. That's what
awesome.
I was thinking.
I don't know that I'd be brave enough to take it, but boy, that sure would be cool.
Right? I would be brave. It would be less scary to take that than to go over the bridge.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Traffic.
That's just life.
Well, and here's another example. This is the railroad trestle right here. You know, if they ever decommissioned the tracks,
sure,
so you could turn that into,
awesome
a rails
too.
To trails type of project.
Maybe we should do it. I recently saw a video somewhere out here. I can't remember where, but they were using their trails. They kept the bridge, or they kept the railroad tracks in place, but then there was a system where a bike, it's basically like a bike, but it attaches onto the rails, and you rent them, and you just stay on the trail and take
cool.
them.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really, and they had quite a tourism boom because of people wanting to go there and get on the
kind of
tracks.
Like those
trains, I hope. Right?
Yeah.
Pedaling along, all of a sudden trains come.
Where does that train go to? Is it just coal train? To coal yards on the other side?
Maybe right to Titletown?
No. It's a connector.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's currently used.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it's Canadian National or it is. But
we could get rid of, I was going to say, we could get rid of the coal yard then.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Yeah. But
so one last question I have.
Yes.
So this is, in connection with what Jim brought up. Is
mm-hmm.
there, is there some potential to get that Alloway Avenue connection to Fox River Trail?
Why don't we hold off on that until the next item?
Okay.
Can I?
As we're talking along with, go ahead.
I was just going to say, before we move on to that,
sure.
I think this is awesome. These are heavily used by bikes and runners and walkers anyway,
mm-hmm.
and I think
mm-hmm.
from a safety perspective, to get some signs up.
Sure.
Just from a personal experience, I was at East River in Longview on Sunday and had to dive into a snowbank because I almost got hit by a car.
Okay.
I was out running. So, like, it's that East River Drive, people fly down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fly. And, I'm an adult, very aware, and there are a lot of kids in that area. That's right by Doty. So I think the more signs and the more striping that we can put up, the better.
Right.
And I don't see a reason why we wouldn't.
Sure.
Except for the funding.
If
we have the funding.
Question for the committee. If it's a process where it can't be all funded in 1 year, any particular thoughts on where we would recommend they start? You were saying East River Drive. for instance. And especially since we're have been resurfacing that, you know, with new pavement, mm-hmm. then the speeds even get faster.
Right.
You know, and that, so.
Is this just the, like, the priority along the red stripe lines? Is that what we're looking at? Because those are the ones that they would be painting, the bicycle.
No, the blue dash lines would be
blue
painted.
Okay. I would say in the middle of Alloway, some of those that kind of run directions, sort of east-west.
Well, Alloway Avenue is a
Kaufman
big one. Kaufman
and Alloway Ave.
Connects the two trails.
Yeah. So Hoffman, too, I feel like that's used often for people to get down to the Fox River Trail.
Well, Hoffman's already striped.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
LA Ave is already
striped. LA Ave is striped, too. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about Webster?
Because those are actually county roads, and the county takes care of those.
That's right.
So
what about Webster? Where is that at? I know that that's got some, you know, major changes proposed, but is it in the meantime worth?
Good question, because even with the, you know, future reconstruction, it's not going to be the whole length of Alloway Ave. You know, when we do the area up here in more of the business area, business district, where we did the...
you said Alloway Ave, do you mean Webster?
I'm sorry, Webster.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
On Webster,
okay.
Where we...
so maybe something along that?
Sure.
Would be,
and I think that would be a discussion.
Some of these long ones that run the length, like Libel Street,
mm-hmm.
East River Drive.
And Libel is used, there are quite a few biking groups that use Libel, like every day during the summer. So they come down Libel anyway.
Yeah, so East River
I see them in the morning when I come to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Webster Avenue, Libel, and East River Drive really stand out as just long stretches across the village.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And like I said, those, they're so heavily used,
mm-hmm.
especially Libel and East River, by bikes and runners anyway.
Sure. Unrelated to, actually unrelated to the village of Alloway, but I do know that there's a biking group and some others that are looking at, on the Bellevue side of, on Hoffman Road, on the Bellevue side of the river, as soon as you cross the river, it's more of a rural type of a road,
mm-hmm.
and they're working with the county right now to try to modernize that and make it some type of a bike lane or bike path or reconstruct or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's been discussions with that.
A question for you. That little bridge that goes over the East River on Hoffman, is that in Alloway or is that in Bellevue? That's a very dangerous stretch to bike also. Just that
little
bridge, it narrows
bridge.
Down. Like when you're going on Hoffman towards Bellevue,
right?
And you go right there,
right here.
Yeah,
that's right where I was talking. That
okay.
They're looking. Yeah,
wonderful.
This little section right here is where the bike group was talking with the county that they wanted to come up with a safer alternative.
And the bridge too.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's
being
great.
A county road, so it's got to go through those.
Okay.
You know, that jurisdiction. Okay, any other questions or comments?
Nope.
Good. No, thank you for that. And I think that you know, we'll be keeping in conversations with our Public Works Department, and you know, maybe when we discuss some of our budgetary items, we can, like I said, we can support, you know, helping out that other department with these type of things. So. Good.
Okay, so discussion on Riverside Drive pedestrian connection to the Fox River Trail.
Okay. The location that we had, and another item that was on the, for a future agenda item, that I figured we could start discussions on and talk a little bit about. It was brought to the committee, you know, of looking at ways to... you know, come up with a connection, especially since Highway 57 is reconstruction, which would include installation of sidewalks and that type of pedestrian and bicycle accommodations, is kind of indefinitely put on hold. You know, since they did the resurfacing, which is holding up, we were told by the Wisconsin DOT that, you know, they'll keep an eye on it, but they don't have a set date any longer for a reconstruct on that. So we do are looking. This location here is West St. Joe's. That is being penciled in for reconstruct in the next couple of years. And with that, they're going to have the consultants start the whole process, and they'll be looking at accommodations, you know, along with that process of pedestrian and bicycle accommodations, you know, trails, or I'm sorry, sidewalks and whatnot. So, as you can see, there is it's all private property once you cross Highway 57 along here until you go down to down here by St. Francis Park, you know, which is a county park. I did speak with Matt Creasy of Brown County Parks Department about this whole idea, and in their comprehensive outdoor rec plan, they do support additional connections to the Fox River Trail. His thought was that until there's connections to connect to, they probably won't do anything, i.e. if there's not a sidewalk for them to connect to, you know, they're not going to necessarily put a connection in. So, you know, it's the old cart before the horse type of thing, but I think that at some point somebody has to start the ball rolling. With regards to, you know, we anticipate that, you know, we will have along St. Joe's, you know, there will be connection right now with construction of Safe Routes to School project that's going to go up St. Joe's from Libel up to almost to Webster. There'll be sidewalk on both sides of the street, all the way from East River Drive now, all the way up to Webster. So, and then there's a couple of little spurs of sidewalk in this section. So, however the village board decides, you know, during the reconstruction process, however they want to try to connect those then down to Riverside Drive, you know, looking at, you know, that being done in the next few years, I think. So that section would be done. The next question is then, okay, how do you cross Riverside Drive, and where do you go once you cross it? Or do you try to potentially have, you know, connection along and cross further down? And that's not a, you know, an answer I could necessarily give, because there's going to be engineers that are going to tell you where the safest place is to cross, and that, you know, that'd be first and foremost is, you know, how are you going to have a safe crossing of that? Would the village do anything prior to the Department of Transportation doing something with crossings and sidewalks? That I don't know. You know.
So what can we possibly do along Alloway Avenue where we already have sidewalks? And there's an access so nearby that so often people are taking that sidewalk and then doing that diagonal cut across two lanes of traffic to get to the access of the trail. I mean, that happens all the time. I see strollers being pushed diagonally across, you know, running with the baby to get over to the other side.
Mm-hmm. At this location, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, we already have, you know, a high-use trail and a serious safety concern there, and if the road's not being reconstructed for a long time, then
Correct.
We're ignoring that for quite
Correct.
A bit. And it's only going to get worse with the condominiums that are proposed there, and then you have additional
mm-hmm.
people on,
and what you're saying is they're trying to get over here to this
driveway.
Yeah,
it happens all the time. You know.
And whether it's public or private property, everybody, you know, uses the most convenient method or easiest route.
I mean, I do it all the time myself. I don't go on to the, I stay on the shoulder, but then I still have to make sure the cars are clear enough that I can be on the shoulder for that length of time because the cars are right there next to you otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm usually running, so, you know, I can do it pretty quick, but, yeah, it's definitely not safe.
Correct. Correct. You know, and I think everybody has said and agrees with that.
Yeah.
You know, from the village board on down.
And I think we thought the reconstruction was going to be the solution, and now that it's not, we have to, you know, figure something out.
Figure something else out. Sure, sure.
Is that private property where everybody cuts down right there?
Correct, right here. Mm-hmm. No. That driveway. Mm-hmm. And to tell you the truth, anywhere along here is private property. Yeah. Until they would get down to either St. Francis Park up on the north end, like I said, or all the way down here to the connection down here off of Lazar.
Is that private property, is that owned by, like, which side, which property on which side owns that?
The driveway?
That old driveway.
Looks like it splits me.
It's what?
It's split.
Yeah, if you look at it right here, it's split.
I mean,
right here, the black line is the property
soon,
line.
Mm-hmm. The plan commission is going to be reviewing, you know, the plan for the condominiums, and if, you know, if there's some type of agreement that can be reached with allowing access, then we would have a connection.
Correct.
Just got to figure out.
Well, as a member of the planning commission, is that an avenue that you can?
Well, I'm definitely
going to
be bringing it up when we see those plans, and I'm sure I won't be the only one that's going to be wanting to see a trail connection in there.
To try to, you know,
like
go the route of, you know, planning approval.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Yeah, because I imagine our first step is to secure some type of, you know, legal access to the trail across there, because then we can look at where to make a trail connection, as long as we are, you know, to connect to something that isn't public at this time probably wouldn't get very far.
Right. And I know, you know, I've worked with Brown County Parks quite a bit, and I know that they are fully in support of, you know, trying to make those connections.
Okay.
You know, the ones that make sense.
What is that for safety? Fox Trail Development LLC? Oh, that must just be some type of private development.
That right there?
Yeah.
Yes. That. Yeah.
I imagine that
correct.
Eventually
be some and you can see how it zigzags. They have parking lot and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all easements and they were negotiated 20 years ago, and now they're coming up for renegotiation all along that trail. So now's the time to talk.
Right, that's all easement, you know, that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has for that. So, so yeah, that's, you know, what I've got with regards to that. I don't have the answers, you know. It's a tough situation, you know. It's a.
What would that connection look like anyway? Would it just be a light, or are we talking about like a
crossing
bridge
or a connection to the trail itself?
I guess
a crossing.
A crossing, yeah.
The problem. I think at the time of reconstruction that there's a potential for, you know, traffic signals at those intersections. You know, with pedestrian crossings like we put in at by Heritage Hill when we put the trail in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have pedestrian crossing there with the light. Tunnels and bridges, you know, were they ever considered? That I don't know.
Would be perfect there since you're heading into a hill. Mm-hmm. You get a little access out. Is that cemetery property? I think it is. So if you get
right
just a
there.
Little bit of a
oh, you mean on
a sidewalk
over here?
That makes the corner
right
heads into a tunnel and
across
that. Yeah, that'd be great.
the overhead bridge sounds like a great idea, but
it
research it
so
while
much.
Research has shown that people are still going to take the easiest, most direct route. Mm-hmm. If you've got a bridge that you got to go way around or all the way up, because it'd have to be ADA compliant too, so it either have to be a really long one or it'd have to be circular.
Yeah, people so something along the tunnel that they have.
People are still
going to
play
deck,
frog.
That would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Where I live, in Outagamie County, CE Trail, there's tunnels all along that trail to get underneath it.
Does a tunnel follow the same rules of easements and stuff? Private property, or if it were to pop out right at the trail?
Yeah. You know, it either has to, you know, be in a right-of-way or, you know, property of a government entity or, you know.
How do you feel for how receptive the cemetery would be to allowing a little bit of access just to get over a bit to get a direct entry? Any feel for that at all, or have you never?
I don't know, because I don't know
if it didn't go in that far.
If those
got people on Webster that are plowed over.
If that property has already been sold, plotted off,
right.
I, you know, that's that I don't know.
But there's a certain part of it that'd be right away, isn't there?
The right-of-way line is the black line there.
Okay.
So.
Not too much to work with then.
No. Not
a little bit.
Location. You know, and even if you look at the right-of-way along Riverside Drive itself, it's not, there's not,
it's not a
lot.
Not a lot, but is it
there's
enough to work with? Right? You know, that
to put a sidewalk in, that's about it.
At least a sidewalk.
Not a
probably
tunnel.
Not a tunnel.
No. No. There'd have to be, you know, something that would take place to,
so something with
to
the
be
cemetery.
Able to.
One thing to watch is I think that this sidewalk out here is on an easement, not on city-owned, village-owned property.
The new one?
On this side, in front of, right here on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that one's in the right-of-way.
Is there a right-of-way?
Yeah.
I thought that they had talked that it was on an easement. See how it's on the, you see?
The brand new one?
No, the old one. Right there.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
You're saying.
So they gave they didn't give up their property rights. They just gave a permanent easement.
Okay.
You see? So that's
so we have precedent of it being done.
Yeah, and so that and the reason that that's important is it doesn't impact your setbacks. So you still get to you don't need any modifications.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're just letting them use that first 5 feet.
Sure.
Well, that's, I guess, something to potentially look into.
To
but
look
I think the
that.
First step is probably to get that easement to the trail. And then there's just getting across Riverside. That needs
Correct.
To be figured out.
Correct.
And
there's
the
potentially,
yeah.
You know, there's potentially some, you know, development. There's some, you know, empty space right at the end of
so another
St. Joe's, too,
there.
So...
I know the Planning Commission, anytime something comes up along the Fox River Trail, we're always thinking about trail connections.
Sure.
It doesn't always happen, just in the case of the recent condominiums that have been approved. It's a private road and they want access on it, but we try.
So, you know, obviously a tunnel would make the most sense during the reconstruction process, but... You know, it's really nothing different than other than the drainage that you'd have to have underneath it for, you know, stormwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a box culvert.
Yeah.
Just a big box culvert is all it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking something just like the one on the city deck. That's basically all it is. You want to get on your street.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great.
Yeah, it would be really neat to have here.
So,
Heritage Homes has one.
They do.
Yeah.
They do have the one that, that's big enough,
too.
Too
bad they couldn't open that up.
There was talk when we put the connection in, the trail and the connection in, to utilize that. But because of everything's fenced in and enclosed in Heritage Hill, they couldn't allow public access, you know, day-to-day public access go through there without, you know, and still have it closed where paid patrons come in, you know, and then have the security aspect.
There's just not much on that other side at Heritage Hill, right? Don't they have like the wigwam and?
Yeah, I think so.
Make a lot of sense.
But, So definitely some things to think about. I think, you know, working with the Planning Commission
might be get that Riverside
a route to, you know, any new redevelopments or development aspects there. Like I said, if I don't know what the feeling would be with regards to any sidewalks or anything along the lines with the DOT, you know, prior to reconstruction, would they, you know, work with the village on potentially doing some of that work? Okay. But, you know, if and when we ever get a crossing there and some sidewalks, I do know Brown County, you know, Parks Department has said that, yeah, they would love to have that access, you know, connect down to St. Francis Park.
Yeah, especially any of those connections that link the two trails together, I think, are really great opportunities.
Correct. So,
Okay. Anything else on that? Okay. Well, then, any future agenda items? Anything in mind, Chris?
No? Not at this point.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
There you go.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourn at 6:09 p.m.
So our next...